Dear students, hello. Today we are going to see the solutions to exercise sheet number 8. In this group of exercises, you are concerned for the first time with the, at least in this course, with the wave equations. For this reason, now we need to consider also second derivatives in time with respect to the variable t. And also, there was an exercise in which it was necessary to use the curl of a vector valid function in R3. The curl being the vector which is the tensor product between the gradient vector and u, at least in physics term. Many physicists write it in this way. And it has this expression in terms of the derivatives of u and the components of u. The first exercise consists in improving the so-called Stokes principle. So, if we have u regular enough, so C3 in Rn times 0 plus infinity, including the 0, such that solves the heat equation, the wave equation, utt equal to Laplacian u in Rn times 0 plus infinity, and with initial condition u equal to 0 and ut equal to h in Rn times 0, for some suitable regular function h, then v is equal, if you set v ut, then also v solves the wave equation with initial datum v equal to h and vt equal to 0. Let's come immediately to the solution. It is clear that v of x0 is equal to ut of x0 by definition, and so it's equal to h. This is the simplest part to check. The second derivative of v in time is equal to the third derivative of u in time, which is equal to one derivative in time of the second derivative of u in time, but this is equal to the Laplacian of u, because it solves the wave equation. But then, since u is regular enough, we can exchange the derivation in time and in x, so the Laplacian with the derivative in time, this becomes the Laplacian of ut, but then the Laplacian of ut is the Laplacian of v, by definition of v itself. Finally, actually the only part in which you had little to think is the condition on the derivative of t. So vt of x0 is equal to what? Is equal to utt of x0, of course. So this is equal to the Laplacian of u in x0. But the point is that the Laplacian of u will be 0 because u is identically 0 in Rn times 0. And you may wonder, how can I claim this? Because of continuity. The differentiability. U is C3 in Rn times 0 plus infinity, including the 0. This means that in particular, the second derivative of u in time and in space are continuous up to time equal to 0. So if utt is equal to the Laplacian of u for every time positive, this equation holds also for t equal to 0, because these two functions are continuous in Rn times 0 plus infinity, including the 0. They are equal in Rn times 0 plus infinity with 0 open. And so if we send t to 0, the equality is preserved. But then u is equal to 0 in Rn times 0, by assumption, and so the Laplacian of the 0 function must be 0. And so we are done.